for another job because I was sure that the program was going to close down.
Really?
And that was Brevard Myers, who's one of the heirs of Myers Park.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Randy Babcock.
Okay.
See, Randolph Babcock. And I think Don Bryan was one of those.
Okay.
And there was... Who was the other? But anyway, at that election, there was also one member of council elected who was in favor of the program. And he was... God, I can't think of his name. I hope you'll
sure.
take into account the fact that I'm 81.
Exactly. I do.
And my memory grows dim.
So when you came to Charlotte, there were actually, you say, three or four who were completely against the program?
No.
Oh, okay.
When I first came to Charlotte, there was a unanimous,
unanimous
vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 months, in the middle of 1959, there was an council election.
Okay.
It happens every, 2 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And three very conservative people won seats on the council. And that was Brevard Myers, Randy Babcock. I don't know whether Don Bryant was one of them, or I think Don Bryant came later.
Yeah, he came in 61, I think.
Yeah. He was not one of those first ones. I can't think of the other one, but anyway.
But when they came on, they had...
They came on with a vengeance, and they came on with the intention of stopping the urban renewal program. They called it socialism. They called it unconstitutional. All of this in the face of the Supreme Court decision that did declare the National Urban Renewal Law constitutional.
Gotcha.
And so they were blowing smoke in that regard. But they still called it socialism and unfairly taking people's property by condemnation and whatever. But they would, every time a vote came up before city council, and we had to take most of our decisions to the city council.
Sure.
They were voting against it, and they would pack the city council chamber with protesters.
Oh, goodness.
But we won that round, and they were later defeated or either retired.
Exactly.
Gibson Smith was the one who was elected that in favor of the urban renewal program, and he broke the tie vote.
Okay.
In favor.
Gotcha.
Gibson Smith. Good man. And they were all good men, well intentioned. They
sure.
had different points of view. I didn't, it never bothered me when I had to condemn property.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people thought that was the end of a fight.
Uh-huh.
But I never regarded it that way. I always went to court with a smile on my face saying, let's do the fair thing.
Sure.
And I never object or not. I'd rather not do it, of course.
Sure.
I never held any... never had any emotion about it or held any grudge because we got defeated. Because
mm-hmm.
we did. Almost 100% of the time, the court would always award more than we had offered.
Really?
Because we were restricted in our offer
mm-hmm.
to the top appraisal,
mm-hmm.
the highest appraisal. We had no discretion there. But it was thought, it was widely thought, that we could pay more if we wanted to, which was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We were tied in with federal rules, law, and regulations.
Do you think your philosophy changed from the time you graduated from Chapel Hill and to when you got into the profession? Did your philosophy change at all, or was it refined, or
Well, my philosophy changed towards the end of the program. I think it was Winston Churchill who's credited with the statement that at 20 years old, if you're not a liberal, you have no heart.
Exactly.
If you're 40 years old and are not a conservative, you have no brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think I graduated from very liberal to a bit conservative because I just was worn down by all of the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in the end, there were black politicians began to be elected to city council.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, in order to, like any politician, they had to follow public opinion.
Certainly.
To get elected. And I got a lot of feedback from council, a lot of defeats at council, and my liberalism began to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at times quite disillusioned with the way things turned out. But overall, I still think, I don't look back and say with any regret that I should have done it differently.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything I failed to ask you that you'd like to add?
Yes. Tell me what address I can contact you with. I'm going to send you a copy of that editorial from the Charlotte News.
Good. You can...
Have you been to the newspaper?
Yeah, actually, I've pulled my notebook. It's quite voluminous with newspaper articles. I just hadn't had a chance to go through every single one of them yet. But, I've noticed, have seen some of the photographs from...